أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And جزاكم الله خير for joining us for day 11 of Little Ramadan Reminders. Today we are going to be having a littler reminder than usual due to some time constraints that I have. And so I will be splitting today's topic, which is Al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf wal-Nahy al-Munkar, ordering the good and forbidding the evil, into two parts. Today I'll be talking about the obligation and the importance of it, and tomorrow I'll be talking about the description and the application of it, insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this ummah. He says in Surah Ali Imran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. You are the best nation. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Brought forth to people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You order the good and you forbid the munkar and you believe in Allah. That's what makes us the best nation brought forth to mankind. We order the good and we forbid the munkar because we care about what we see around us that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this great description for our ummah is not only a praise, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes it an obligation upon us. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us in multiple ahadith, if we were to abandon, what would happen to us if we were to abandon ordering the good and forbidding the munkar? As narrated in Al-Tirmidhi, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والذي نفسي بيده لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من عنده ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم. By the one whose hand my soul is in, you must order the good and you must forbid the munkar. And the emphasis is very strong on the must. You must do these things or Allah will send upon you a punishment and then you will make dua and Allah will not answer it. And also narrated in Al-Tabarani and others, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُسَلِّطَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَدْعُوا خَيَارَكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. You must order the good and you must forbid the munkar or Allah will take the worst of you and place them over you as your rulers, and then you, the very best of you, will make dua and Allah will not answer it. Look at our situation today. Look at these ahadith and look at our situation today. We must order the good and forbid the munkar in all aspects of the deen, in all ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not just abandon a part and take a part simply because the status quo says so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only orders us to do this as individuals, He also orders us to do this as groups. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there come from amongst you a group or groups that call to the good, meaning to Islam, and order the ma'ruf and forbid the munkar, meaning calling Muslims to implement Islam, and they are the successful ones. And it is almost unanimous agreement amongst the mufassireen that the meaning of this ayah is that it is a fard kifaya. It is a community obligation, an obligation upon the whole ummah to have a group or more groups working amongst the ummah to order the good and forbid the munkar and call non-Muslims to Islam. So this is the description of a believer, and this is the description of the ummah of Islam. And I'll leave you with two more ahadith that not only talk about the importance and the emphasis and the repercussions, the importance and the emphasis of implementing this hukum and the repercussions of not implementing it, but also the forgiveness that comes along with it. It is narrated in Sahih Muslim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fitnat al-rajul fi ahlihi wa malihi wa waladihi wa jarih tukaffirha al-salah wal-siyam wal-sadaqah wal-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi an-munkar. He says that the fitna of a man in his family and in his wealth and in his children and in his neighbors, meaning the sins that he commits and the mistakes that he makes, they're all expiated. The expiation for these errors and these sins are in him praying salah and fasting and giving charity and ordering the ma'roof and forbidding the munkar. And so it is an expiation of sins. It's not only something that makes us the best ummah brought forth, and it's not only an obligation, and there's not only a threat that if we abandon it, then we would be punished. But there's also an emphasis of the great reward that comes along with it. Ordering the good and forbidding the munkar is an expiation of our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who order the good and forbid the munkar, and remain on this path until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. And so join us tomorrow for part two, where we discuss the practical applications and the related ahkam to this very immense hukum in Islam. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.